us on the phone, we have Danielle Ballantyne from your side. Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Now, last week was National Carers Week, and kind of moving on from National Carers Week last week, we thought it would be lovely to have you on the show to tell us a little bit about your organisation, your side, and in particular your Carer Gateway, because as we know, lots of people in our community care for loved ones and friends and, you know, family, not just children, but, you know, other members of their family and so on. So this is something that is probably of interest to lots and lots of people. What can you tell us about the Carer Gateway and your organisation?
Well, that's right. Last week was Carers Week, and the theme being, you know, millions of reasons to care. In Australia right now, there are about 2.65 million carers. So there's about 2.65 million reasons to care. And the week was all about carers and the contribution and the love and dedication that they provide to the people they care about, and the impact that has on us as a society. Your side is a home and community care organisation, and we support people with disability, older people, people with chronic health condition, and of course carers. And the support that we provide for carers is via the Carer Gateway. And that's a range of services that are delivered to carers. And I love to talk about the Carer Gateway as a program that was designed by carers for carers, which assists them and support them to be able to continue to care for the people that they love.
I think that's really important, because it must feel a little bit isolating sometimes to be a carer and think that you're there on your own. But with two point however many carers you said, that's an astonishing number. You're really not alone, are you? There's lots of people that know exactly the challenges and things that you're experiencing, that, you know, you can share your experience with others.
Absolutely. One of the things is that in our lifetime, every single one of us, the both of you, myself, your listeners, we'll all be carers at some point in our lifetime. It's part of, you know, being part of a family or being part of a community, that somebody ages or somebody has an accident or somebody's born with a disability or someone has a chronic health, that they will actually need care. But the thing is, it often happens unexpectedly. We don't actually plan to care. We don't plan to ever identify as a carer. We don't plan to step into that role. And so when you're thrust into it, which is what often happens, you do feel slightly alone and you do feel isolated, because it's actually difficult to know, what is it that I need? Your first immediate response is, what does this other person need? What should I be delivering and supporting them with? And that's lots of medical appointments, and that's lots of supports and care in the home, and, you know, doing anything you can so there is a quality of life for that person. But what's actually also happening at that time is that you may also be isolating yourself. And the great thing about the Carer Gateway is one of the services that it does offer is the peer support that's actually being connected and meeting with other carers to talk about your experience, to share your wisdom, to share your experience, and to learn from one another.
Yeah, that's really great, isn't it?
Because, I think that's the most important, yeah, really, isn't it? That, yeah, you've got someone to help you along the way,
yeah,
to keep you sane.
Definitely. Mm. Our caring experiences are all very unique and different. And as I said, we don't go to school, we don't learn to become a carer. And so learning from other people's lived experience and from their wisdom is really empowering. But it's also, often gives carers a really great sense of purpose about how their experience can actually be transferred onto somebody else, that they can take that knowledge and wisdom and then, you know, it has a multiplier effect in terms of then that impacts somebody else that's being cared for as well.
So how does it work, Danielle? How do people access the Carer Gateway, and what sort of support is available?
Now, the great thing about the Carer Gateway is actually really simple to access. So if somebody has a computer or somebody has a smartphone or a device, you can access it online through carergateway.gov.au, or you can call a single number, which is 1-800-422-737. And I'll say that again, 1-800-422-737. It's a national phone number, so it will direct you to the closest Carer Gateway in your community. And what will actually happen when you reach your local carer gateway is there'll be a range of questions and a conversation that the carer gateway consultant will have with you to understand and determine where you are in your carer journey, what needs you might be having, and to arrange with you a range of possible services that you can participate. And those services I mentioned earlier could be part of a peer support group. You might have a need for some counselling. You might be in a state of psychological distress or burnout, and counselling might be able to support you on that. You might need emergency respite where you actually need both a psychological and a physical break from the person that you're caring for, and respite, another support worker can be sent in to actually support you and give you some time away, or coaching. Coaching is a great thing because it's actually about building your skills and your knowledge and setting up a plan for you to be able to sustain your carer role. And there's also some individualised packages where there might be sort of other material resources that you might need to purchase in order to continue in your caring role.
There's a lot of facilities, yes, aren't there, out there? You know, we just sort of think, oh, there's probably not much, but there's so much out there to help you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to think of carer support in the context of emergency respite, as in somebody actually coming in and giving you a break. And that is great, and that will certainly give you a short-term break. But the great thing about Carer Gateway, as I said, because it was designed by carers for carers, is that in the design process, in the development process, many carers said, we need to be able to sustain this. So we need the capability and the capacity up front and early on to continue to deliver this, because some carers can be caring for the lifetime of a person, particularly if it's a child with a disability, or it could be really, really short. If you're being a carer for the lifetime of another person, that's a very long period of time. You need those supports in order to do that for that period.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll just burn out. Yeah. You know, we all need support for, you know, different things, but it's very hard, I'm sure, being a carer.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely. Burnout is a significant risk for carers, and a lot of the time, burnout, I mean, I think we all know burnout creeps up really slowly. It's a bit like a frog in a pot. It's not something that you're necessarily consciously aware, and particularly if you're in a support environment where you're very, very busy, you're putting your needs last. You might, be a woman in your 40s and you might be caring for your elderly parents, but you also got some young teenage children. You might also have some work. We all know in those situations, mum and daughter is more likely to put herself last, and burnout can very much creep up on you. But you can't sustain caring if you don't have the physical and the psychological energy to continue to do that. The other thing is, a lot of carers don't actually realise that they are a carer. They don't identify as such because they might be a wife or a husband or a daughter or a son or a brother or a neighbour or a friend. And that definitely is a relationship and the identity. But at the same time, if you're a carer, there is something for you. There is a support for you.
And could you just give us the website again, Danielle?
Of course, yes. So the website to go to is carergateway.gov.au.
Brilliant, thank you. And I guess the message is, if not necessarily a carer yourself, but you've got friends or family members who are carers for other people, it might be worth giving them a nudge and saying, just go on and check out the website and have a look and see if there's something for you there.
That's a great suggestion, absolutely. So just giving somebody that little bit of a prompt, and the same thing, just looking out for them and being able to have a support or a resource that you can sort of slip in front of them to also let them know that you're aware of what they're going through and you also care for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Danielle. It's been really great to hear about the Carer Gateway and the number of carers in Australia. That's that's 10% of the population, isn't it? That's quite a large number, really.
And those are the ones I'm sure there's more people out there.
That's right.
And as our society grows, we do have an ageing population. That 2.65 million carer number will also go up with it.
Yeah,
that's right.
A lot of people. Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be speaking to one of the carers associated with your site, with Sue. So we'll hear from the perspective of a carer. So
yes, a totally different side of things.
That will be good to get, you know, her experience of the gateway and how easy it is to access it and, you know, make use of some of those brilliant services that you offer.
Sue is an extraordinary woman. I'm sure your listeners would love to hear from her.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll look forward to speaking to Sue in a couple of weeks. Danielle, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's been fantastic to speak to you, and we hope that lots and lots of people continue to access the carer gateway and get the support that will hopefully make their job as a carer that much easier.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.